Welcome to the podcast for the table at Central United Methodist Church. Our podcast weaves together a taste of the music that we experience here in worship on Sunday mornings, along with the scripture reading and a message. We would love for you to take a next step in growing in faith in our community. If that means you are here in Sacramento, to join us for worship at 9:30 or 11 in the morning at 5265 8th Street, or if you're one of the many people who connects with our podcast from around other parts of the state or even the country, we would invite you to take a next step on our website by making a deep commitment to our community of faith or learning more about growing in faith at the table.
Sunday's palms are Wednesday's ashes as another Lent begins. Thus we kneel before our Maker in contrition for our sins. We have marred baptismal pledges, in rebellion gone astray. Now returning, seek forgiveness, grant us pardon, God, this day.
I woke up this morning and it turns out that social media doesn't lead with Ash Wednesday. It leads with Valentine's Day. And it was Chaucer and Shakespeare that romanticized St. Valentine's Day in the Middle Ages, but it wasn't always the case. See, there were two men, both named Valentine, just a few hundred years after Jesus, who had their lives taken for the very truth of their trying to follow in the ways of God, in the ways of Jesus. And one of those Valentines lived in Rome. And this story is one of the ways that his story is told. Valentine was a doctor, and he worked not in the marble houses out at the edge of town, but in a little room on a noisy street just above. And there he had many things in his room to heal people. He had herbs that he had picked out in the fields, and then he would use a mortar to grind those. It was one of the ways that he practiced his faith. He used to grind those herbs into medicine, and when people came to him, sometimes they didn't have the resources to pay. And so he would offer the healing services that he had as a doctor for things that they had made, maybe shoes or warm bread. Not everyone knew that this was his way of practicing his faith. He was a priest, but this was just before Christianity and empire had become woven together. And so people who were practicing their faith at this moment were always doing so in opposition to the leaders around them. And so it was dangerous in that city to have a little room along a street that's noisy where you healed people if you were doing it as a way of following Jesus. And that indeed is what Valentine was doing. So a few people knew that secret and they kept it with him. Because when anything bad would happen in the city, it would often be followers of Jesus who were blamed, taken to jail, and even killed. So Valentine followed Matthew's gospel, quietly praying behind closed doors. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from God in heaven. That's the way Valentine chose to practice his faith, so that he could keep practicing his faith. And one day, an old man and a little girl came to Valentine in that little room above the noisy street. The old man worked during the day at a jail there in Rome. And he brought a little girl with him to see Valentine in hopes that Valentine could rehabilitate her sight. She was born blind. This little girl was his daughter. Valentine knew this was going to be hard because she had been born blind, but he grew to love to just talk with this little girl. he would prepare rags with cold water and place them over her eyes and just spend time getting to know her story. The old man that worked in the jail wanted to pay Valentine, but Valentine saw this as a way of reaching in love. So he didn't accept the payment, but he kept spending time with this little girl. He prayed at night in private for all of his patients, but especially for this little girl. They became friends, and sometimes when her father was busy at the jail, Valentine would take this little girl with him out into the fields to pick the herbs that were used to heal and rehabilitate people. And the little girl's favorite time to go was as spring just started to emerge from the winter in Rome, because she wanted to be the first out there to pick the crocus. So she gave those crocuses often to her dad, and sometimes her dad, the jailer, would take some with him when he'd go back to the jail. And then sometime later, Valentine heard a noise at the door, which was common, and he hoped that this was the little girl coming to see him again while her dad was working. But instead, the noise was followed by a terrible crash, and Roman soldiers broke through the door because they had learned that this doctor, healer, was a follower of Jesus and a priest. And so they took Valentine away to the very jail where that little girl's dad was working. The old man could hardly believe his eyes when he saw Valentine come in. He didn't know what to do. Joel says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain." And I don't know what Valentine felt at that moment when he was taken into custody, but there's a part of me that believes that he wanted a trumpet to sound and to be broken free. But the trumpet didn't sound for Valentine. A few days later, the soldiers took Valentine away, but before they took him away, he asked that jailer if he could use a pen and some ink. And so the old man hurried and gathered paper and ink and a pen and brought it back. And Valentine wrote something on that paper and then rolled it up and said to the old man, "Please give this to your little girl." And he said goodbye and he held his shoulders, and then the old man watched as Valentine was taken out by those guards. And the old man knew that he was never going to see Valentine again. And that night, when the old man got home, he had a choice. He had just looked eye to eye with Valentine, who'd given him that card. And he had a choice to make. And those of us that are parents, we know how deeply we want to protect our children from the truth of our mortality, and also from the truth of the ways we're so often complicit in harm in the world. And that old man decided, knowing all those things, that he was going to share this letter from Valentine with his little girl. And so I wonder what was going on in his head and heart as he was getting ready to do this. The little girl asked, "What does it say, Dad?" And my sense is that Valentine could have just recited Psalm 51 if he himself was a follower of Jesus or a practitioner of the Jewish tradition. Psalm 51 says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me." It isn't always the case that our sin is right before us in the way that it was for that old man while he was looking on at his little girl. So what could that jailer have done anyways? Like, what were his options, really? And what was he going to say to the little girl that Valentine had been watching over in love for all this time? He knew that they wouldn't get to walk in the fields anymore and pick the flowers or spend time together in their stories. See, Valentine's body was ash. He was dust. And while the world around us collapses the story of Valentine into a celebration of romantic love, the church gathers on Ash Wednesday to turn our attention toward the love of God, which calls us to repentance as we look on and face the ways in which we deny God's love in the world. This is a day in the calendar of the church year that asks us to remember our mortality and also to not look away from the way our actions deny the love of God. So if we're to rehab our spiritual lives in this season of Lent, Ash Wednesday calls us to begin by facing both our mortality, our fragility, and also the ways our lives limit and deny God's love. See, that old man didn't need Ash Wednesday that day. He was experiencing Ash Wednesday as he looked at that letter and started to open it for his little girl, the little girl that asked, "What does it say?" And as she did, the story goes that a crocus fell from that card. And the dad read the inside of the card that said, "From your Valentine." But to everyone's surprise, that little girl, her eyes were opened and she could see that crocus. So may we remember the ways in which Valentine watched over this girl in love and the truth of our mortality and complicity in the world's harm that we see in this very deep story. And may this story of Valentine guide us as we become a people who place ashes on our heads this day.
From dust we've come, and dust we are, and shall return. Be still, my soul, and let it go, just let it go. Glory. God in the high.